Hey, it's Marina, travel experta, and today we're going to be talking about wave runners. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. Me and my husband took a mini little romantic getaway to Cancun for several days, and being in Cancun, you're pretty much limited to either chilling at the beach, swimming in a pool, or enjoying the water sports. We are not big on just chilling and doing absolutely nothing. And my husband, an adrenaline junkie, had to find some way to release his, you know, adrenaline sensation. So wave running was the best thing to do. Bungee jumping, canopy tours, they sound like they're adrenaline stuff, but they're really not. You're not really much in control of what you are doing. So wave running is definitely the best thing to do. And it's actually pretty fun, right? So here are some tips about when you rent a wave runner, especially if your friend, your partner, your spouse, whatever is an adrenaline junkie and you are not. And I am literally the opposite of him. I don't like speed. I am not into anything crazy. He wants speed and fun and just going crazy. So here are some tips that I highly recommend for you guys. One is you normally will get either 30 minutes to 1 hour rentals, or obviously you could do more than that. We went for the 30 minutes after a lot of debating. And for me, 30 minutes was perfect. For my husband, he definitely could have gone for the full hour. He probably could have gone for the full day. But as an intro, and if you're there for a little while, you know, you could decide between 30 minutes to 1 hour for sure. Also, you have the option of renting one per person, or you could rent one and sit and the other person will be as a passenger. So the second I told him that we could do the passenger thing, he was like, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to be going really, really fast. And I was like, that's not going to happen. So I ended up renting my own and it was really fun like this because he was able to go and do whatever he wanted, go crazy. And I was able to enjoy my own speed. And the difference in price is really not that much, to be honest with you, if you're going to rent for, you know, a time together. I mean, there is definitely going to be a little bit extra, but remember, it's your time. It's not that much time. So this could make a really big difference for your rental experience, right? So you get to choose how much you want. And obviously, if you decide, hey, I want to go a little bit longer, everybody is happy to take your money. The only thing is they do get booked up because there's not that many. So if you might be in that position, you might want to be the one of the later ones to rent. So, and it's pretty simple. Honestly, if I could do it, anyone can do it. And the best thing to do though, if it is your first time, don't go where there's actual waves. We went into a lagoon. You could do lagoon or bay. I'm sure they have an actual waves like on the actual ocean part, but gratefully we did not do that one at all because I would not have enjoyed it. But also I think for my husband, the first time, you do need to get the hang of it. All right, guys, you could do this wave running in pretty much any part of the world where there is water, even on lakes and lagoons and rivers. Just, you know, decide how you guys want to do it. What is your level? And, you know, if your partner is more into the adrenaline speed and you're not, I really recommend getting two so that both of you enjoy your own experience. And if you guys have want any more ideas for any other cool water sports, make sure to go to travelexperta.com, travelexpertwithana.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review and share with your friends. And remember to make every day an adventure.